producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. So we're talking with Joe, who is, like a lot of people who have weight issues, that she's a pro at losing weight. Not so good at keeping it off. And the problem about that cycle, Joe, is that, you know, that it gets old. I mean, the first time you lose 60 pounds, you think, wow, this is fantastic. And then people go, wow, Joe, you look great. And then what happens is a couple of things. First of all, life. And so, that it slowly begins to be whatever it is that eating for you. And, you know, eating is one of those behaviors. And you can certainly stop smoking and stop drinking without any negative ramifications whatsoever. I mean, in other words, you'll get healthy. You can't actually stop eating because you'll die. So eating is one of those complicated behaviors that you really have to moderate as opposed to eliminate. And that creates its own particular set of problems. So you get a huge amount of reinforcement for losing the weight. Feel good. Look good. Everybody gives you a huge amount of feedback. And then whatever it is that caused you to emotionally eat comes back. So that's the first place to start of why you eat. And you've given some vague clue to it. I don't know if over the break you had this kind of little light bulb that went over your head. But you mentioned that how old were you when your mom lost all the weight?
About 14, 15. Yeah. I'm 37 now. Because, okay. Yeah, she lost weight. It's been off about 20 years now.
Okay. So, I mean, think about that. Think about it. 14, how impressionable you are. You're just sort of getting into your own sexuality. And when you said your father was not pleased about it, how did he show his displeasure?
Well, he would try to cook more food and bring in treats. And, you know, he made it kind of difficult for her and she fought through it, though.
And what did she say? Are they still together?
They are.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But think about
it. He's fine with it now.
Okay. And I mean, I don't know how sophisticated you were at 14 to understand what the dynamics were of their marriage. But obviously, and it's hard to know, and maybe you know, I certainly don't, whether he was undermining her because he was afraid other men would pay attention to her, or that she was getting ready to leave him, or he just liked her heavier. In some ways, it doesn't make any difference because all three are really a statement that says, my feelings about how I want you to look are more important than your feelings about how you look.
Exactly.
So think about the message that sends to a 14-year-old Joe. That would be you.
Right.
Which is that my weight is really not my own, that it's a complicated issue, that any man in my life is going to have some say over it. And that's certainly a complication and something that may be worth looking at.
Oh, no, that makes a lot of sense. And I don't want to be one of those women that, I don't have nothing against the full figure campaigns out where be comfortable with yourself. I do understand being comfortable with yourself, but I want to be healthier. But, you
right.
know, the thing that I thought about the most that you said is that when I was telling you about the journal and self-sabotage, what I want to know, the last question I will ask you is when I go over my books to look at things, because when I go into my books, I'm trying to analyze my behavior. I'm assuming that's what I'm doing. What am I supposed to look for? When you go into your journal to look at your past behaviors, what do you look for?
Okay. Well, you look at things that you look for patterns, number one.
Okay.
That, you know, when I lose the weight, when I'm keeping track of my weight, what happens? When do I relax? Do I feel like, you know, I don't want to do this my whole life? Do I feel like, you know, just taking a week off will be okay? Look for the patterns, because you've lost, you put on weight, you lose weight, and that pattern, we know that pattern. It's the ebb and flow. So see if you can find things that may lead to it. For example, Are you able to lose weight during certain seasons of the year? Are you able to lose weight when you feel that you're in a good relationship? Are you able to lose weight when you feel that you have hobbies or friends, or that there are diversions, or when there aren't diversions? Look for the patterns, because patterns are really what define our behavior to a very large extent. And if you're, and clearly, I mean, the good news about weight gain and weight loss is it's such an obvious pattern. So it's not subtle at all. And see if there's something that you can discern that makes it easier for when you hit a certain weight. Is that the one that you say, okay, I can't get any heavier than this? When you lose a certain weight, does that sort of make you feel, okay, well, I'm on the path, so I'll be okay?
Right.
My guess is that part of it, independent of whatever personal patterns you find, is there is the sense that all of us have, I think, when we're dealing with an issue of, okay, I don't want to do this the rest of my life. It's really exhausting. So is there a way to either take a break, a short break that doesn't completely undermine us, or is there a way of not taking a break and still relaxing into a situation? And that either of those are probably useful to figure out, and part of it just depends on personality type. For example, that people who work out day after day after day after day after day quite often get to a point where, in fact, I talked about it, I think, a couple of weeks ago, that boomers, we're the group that started the fitness craze. We're the ones who jogged and worked out and did aerobics and did jazzercise and all the stuff, Zumba. And for most of us now, we've gotten, because we've been doing it for 30 years, we've stopped doing it. In some ways, we are the most fit group that has ever walked the planet. And in some ways, we've gotten really careless about it. And I think part of it is we've just been doing it for so long. And so you get to the point where you think, okay, it's just not interesting. It's not fun. And whatever benefit I've gotten, I've already gotten. Or it may just be that subconsciously, all of us who are working out thought, well, okay, I'm never going to get old. And all of a sudden, whoops. What do you mean? You know, I've been doing sit-ups for 25 years. So how come I have this little pot belly? Well, that's called gravity, folks. And there's not a whole lot you can do about that. And you can sit up till the cows come home and you're still going to have it. And so is that, and I think what each of us need to understand is, as you say, Joe, it's not only the aesthetics of it. What do I want to look like? How I want to feel? But how I'm willing to spend my time, what I expect in terms of a payback for it. And it may be that at 37, you're not going to lose weight as quickly as you did at 15. You're not going to keep it off as readily. And maybe there's a way that you can find that says, what I will do is instead of weighing myself once a month, I'll take my blood pressure once a month. And instead of worrying about how many pounds I lose, I'll worry about my salt intake and what my blood pressure is. I mean, I think that you look for the patterns, look for things that make some sense, look for things that are out of the pattern as well that work for you.
Okay.
Does all of that make some sense?
Yeah, it does, because my determination is I just want to be a size healthier. I don't weigh myself anymore at all.
Okay.
I don't. I know I lost 15 pounds only because I put on clothes the other day and they fell off me. So I know what size I am in the certain clothes. But
good for
I do
you.
Not weigh myself. I will never weigh myself again. Only time I weigh myself is when I go to the doctor. But I'm going to use everything you said. And if I have to call you back in a couple of months and let you know how I went. But I will start looking at my journals more and look at more of my patterns.
Absolutely.
Because I just found that one pattern. I need to look for more patterns.
Absolutely. And begin experiment. Be willing to experiment. Say, okay, what if I, instead of doing my diet for a week at a time, what if I did it for 10 days at a time and then took 2 days off and then went back? Be willing to experiment with a little bit. And I don't know whether or not you do this with a group, but especially the internet has made it, I think that Overeaters Anonymous and Weight Watchers and things like that have always said, you know, groups really work, especially when it comes to this kind of behavior. And I've told the story before about my brother and I was trying to finish my dissertation and he had something and I said, okay, whoever doesn't get this done by the end of the month has to buy the other one dinner. And since he lives in Colorado and I live in New York, it's going to be an expensive proposition, but very motivating. All right. Joe, go do some more work. If you need me, I'm here, sugar. All right.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
You're welcome. Dorothy, you're next. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
There's a book called Fat is a Feminist Issue, which came out, you know, probably a decade ago, which is a really important thing. Men don't really worry about weight nearly as much as women do. Of course, men don't worry nearly as much about how they look as women do, but different, you know. It's not guys' fault. It's us who are sort of neurotic about it, not them. Dorothy, thanks for being so patient. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi there.
And thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was listening about the weight issues and just wanted to share real quickly. About 2.5 years ago, I joined Overeaters Anonymous HOW program. Lost 85 pounds in about
wow.
a year and I've kept it off for a year and a half.
Which wow.
is the first time I've kept weight off for more than a month in my adult life. But it's learning, one, to get rid of sugar.
Okay.
And get that out of the system, and then the craving goes away for
yeah.
at least most of us. Mm-hmm. And not eating, binge eating. And not eating mindlessly. And there are some parameters or some, you know, guidelines and tools that we use, but it works or can
yeah.
work.
Yeah, it really does. There's, you know, it's not magic. It's sort of calories in, calories out. And I'm one of those people, you know, I think there are really different personalities and different body types. And so I think, for example, some people do better eating before they work out and some people do better after. I've always felt like I need to get most of the protein in my body before about 5 or 6 o'clock at night. Eating late at night just doesn't work for me, even though in theory it's just calories in and calories out. But I think each of us have some, that, I mean, look, after we've been alive in our body for a while, we know what works and what doesn't work. But so for you, it was what was it was just the sugar? Was that the major component? What was the issue for you?
Well, sugar was a major component, but compulsive eating, which is, you know, I could be totally stuffed to the gills and still go back for one more bite. It's once I start, I just don't stop. And I had to learn, of course, like you said earlier, you have to eat. We have
yeah.
to take in nutrients. But I take it in with a different attitude now.
What's the change?
One, I commit my food. I write it down before I eat it, not after.
Yep. You know, that's diets, an excellent one.
Yeah, most diets you journal after you put it on your plate and eat it.
Yeah, and by then it's too late, isn't it?
Yeah, because then who knows how much you've done. For me, I put it in, I write it down beforehand, the day before. I have a sponsor, like an AA person would, and I let them know what I'm going to have for the day.
So you plan your menu a day in advance?
I usually plan it the night before, yep. And I know everything. If I have to change it, I can change it, but I pretty well know.
Huh.
My diet is set through a nutritionist. It's not a fad diet. It's something that works for my body type and for my taste and my needs. It's nothing that, it's not a cookie-cutter program. It's individualized.
For you. Yeah, I think that when I've sort of said to people, you know, that if you can intervene in an unconscious eating, you know, that your elbow bends and your mouth opens, that if you write things down before you put anything in your mouth, including water, including a potato chip, it breaks that cycle of mindlessness that you have to think about it. But I love yours of doing it. When do you put down snacks? Do you put what do you do the night before? Tell me what a typical sort of assignment looks like for the next day.
Okay, well, I will have my breakfast, and I usually would have like 2 eggs, an ounce of cheese, and I weigh everything. I have a scale,
okay.
And I weigh my food. Everything gets weighed. So like I said, maybe 2 eggs, an ounce of cheese, an English muffin, which I've checked for the sugar content. It's got to be 1/5 or below, or I don't buy it.
Okay.
2 teaspoons of butter, 8 ounces of milk, and I'll eat that about between 8 and 8:30.
Because that's a pretty healthy breakfast.
It's a great breakfast, and
yeah.
it keeps me going. And then about 11 o'clock, 10:30, I will have half a banana or 4 ounces of apple, whatever. So I have my fruit. Lunchtime will be 8 ounces maybe of some sort of vegetable, like a salad, ounce of dressing, 4 ounces of chicken or 3 ounces of chicken, an ounce of cheese, and maybe an ounce and a half of Triscuits. And that's my lunch. And then afternoon snack will be another fruit of some sort and maybe 3/4 of an ounce of popcorn. And then dinner will be pretty much the same as lunch as far as size goes. But then I add another 8 ounces of milk. And another maybe teaspoon of butter, so I get a little bit more fat. And then I have a snack right before I go to bed, which is fruit.
Wow. So how many calories is that a day? Or do you not bother with calories?
It's around 2,000 calories a day.
Wow. And I was just thinking as you were talking about that, that's about at least 50% more than I eat.
And but I've lost and maintained, and it's...
That's great.
Yeah, and...
How old are you?
I'm 58.
Good. For, are so you single or married?
I'm single right now.
Okay. So would that work in... I mean, do you go out for dinner ever with friends or anything of that sort? So you have to... Do you do any restaurant eating or not?
Yeah, I do. I keep it simple. I don't order anything that's kind of pre-mixed. I keep the sauces away because you don't know what's in them.
Yep.
But I might like a steak and a baked potato, sour cream, butter, whatever vegetable they have. I watch the dressings because so many salad dressings are more sugar than they are anything else. So maybe a blue cheese dressing. You know, blue cheese is usually pretty good, or just oil and vinaigrette. But I go out occasionally. I enjoy it, but I don't do it a lot. I'm dating right now, and I am very supportive by my boyfriend. He helps me with anything. If he's going to cook, he says, "Well, what can you have again? How much?"
Well, bless his heart.
With me to the table, I bring a scale with me at the restaurant, and I weigh in front of everybody. I don't care. I said, at 58 years old, I don't care what people think about me.
Well, good. I mean, it sounds like you're doing a great job. I mean, because you're eating, it's high protein, low carbs, and over what period of time have you lost the 85 pounds?
Just under a year. I do go to a meeting every week with others. I talk to people every day that's in program, and that helps a lot because you got that support. You know, and I couldn't do it without that.
Well, so I mean, you're doing a spectacular job, and I really love the idea of planning the meal the day before, and really, so that you have you sort of have it, you've got a path set out for yourself, and I think that makes binging a lot less likely. Do you do any of the kind of thing I was suggesting that Joe do? Is every once in a while I just say, okay, today I could do whatever I want to do, or is that just not part of the plan right now?
That's not part of my plan. I could not. I'd be like an alcoholic taking one glass of wine at a special occasion. I'd be done, and I don't know if I could do it again.
Okay.
So I don't take the risk. It's not worth it to me.
Okay.
You know, I have arthritis. My arthritis is in control. I went back into tap dancing. You know, it's a blast.
Oh, good for you. I think you're truly inspirational. I'm so glad you called, and thank you so much for waiting to talk with us, because I think it sounds like such a great plan for you. So congratulations. Keep us informed. And
thank you.
It sounds like you got a great boyfriend there. Hang on to him
really
as well.
Do.
Yeah, there you go.
Fantastic one. Thank you.
Alrighty. You're welcome. 855-99 Dr. Joy. Give me a holler. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Imagine looking in the mirror, and to your surprise, you look 10 years younger. How would it make you feel? Looking younger can be your reality with our breakthrough anti-aging formula that's clinically proven to visibly and dramatically improve wrinkles, lines, and skin tone. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit imaginelookingyounger.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 1,500-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
599-3756-9. So we've got about, what have we got here, about 25 minutes or so until Nate sort of bids me goodbye and goes and gets his teddy bear and his blankie and puts on his jammies and sleeps until, what, about 6 o'clock today? 6 o'clock tonight. Well, that's not very long. What time do you have to be back at work?
Fortunately, not until Tuesday at 8 p.m.
All right. Yeah. 8 p.m. or 8 a.m.?
8 p.m. But right, I'm actually meeting a friend tonight, picking him up from the airport around 9 p.m., and then taking him out somewhere in the morning at 8 a.m. So, yeah.
You are a good friend.
Sleep is, it's oh man, it's
problematical.
Dreamy. It's so dreamy.
Well, look, if you go home right after here, you can get like 5 or 6 hours. He can't. Why don't you get him an Uber or something so you can sort of be the generous host and sleep in? Although, as I just said, sleeping in is not very good for you.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think he was arranging for something else, too, because he's a good friend, too.
All right. Better be a good friend. But are you able to go to sleep as soon as you get home?
I will try, and I am probably almost tired enough to, yes, unhelpably fall asleep.
Yeah, in the first three seconds, yeah. Really, when I used to, I at one point worked overnight on the weekends, and I knew I would not have a life unless, so I would get home at about 5 o'clock in the morning on Monday morning and sleep until about noon, and then get up and try and have a life during the week. So, because otherwise, I mean, you're asleep when other people are awake, and awake when other people are asleep.
Yeah.
Which doesn't work all that well, as you've undoubtedly figured out. There you go. All right, so I thought when we talk about, just because it's really interesting, I was talking about it over the weekend, and I, like everybody else, has a number of gay friends, and a number of gay friends of mine have gotten married. And it's really interesting watching the phenomenon of gay men who didn't really understand what marriage was going to be like. And one of my statements has always been that we straights have really screwed up marriage badly enough that we should give somebody else a shot at it and let, you know, gay people be miserable as we are. But, and I was being facetious, kind of tongue in cheek. But it turns out to have some reality to it, in that I think if you're one of those people, I mean, because most of the people I know are adults, and I think a lot of them didn't think that in their lifetime that gay marriage would be legalized. And it's still not in many states, but it's certainly a trend. And as far as I'm concerned, I think it's a reasonable trend. I don't think the state should tell you who you're allowed to love. I don't think gay rights are anything but human rights. But gay marriage is turning out, I think, for an awful lot of gay men to be a great deal more complicated than they thought it was. Because as straight folk, most of us have figured, especially women, but a large part of men as well, have figured, well, we'd probably at some point in our life marry. Even though the statistics, as I said, came out last week, that for the first time, there are more single people than married people in the United States. Just slightly more. It's 50.2%. But still, that's extraordinary, extraordinary change in terms of the demographics. But if you're like me, first of all, you grew up assuming that at some point you probably marry. You watched your parents' marriage very carefully. That you sort of read books about it, you read novels about it, you paid attention to it. So you were sort of prepared, if not for the reality of marriage, at least you'd given a lot of thought to it, and it was something more than, especially if you were a grown-up, it was something more than just getting married in the white dress. And I think to a very large extent that men heterosexual men are not as prepared for marriage as women are, because they haven't thought about it as much. And the joke is that, you know, all the groom has to do is show up, not throw up on his shoes, and not be completely hungover or drunk at his wedding. And then the fun begins, which is the two people trying to negotiate with one another about how you actually put together a life. And historically, men have gone off to work, and so their marriage was really something they came home to, including their children. And it's only been relatively recent that all of a sudden women are saying, no, I want you as a full participant. I want you to talk to me. I want you to seduce me. I want you to cherish me. That it's a partnership, buddy. And so I think for a lot of men, that's been certainly a change than what their grandfathers did, what their fathers did. And I think for gay men, that they've been even less prepared for it than straight men. And as a result, it's this very painful and interesting, maybe that's the wrong order, maybe interesting and painful to watch how complicated marriage really is. And it doesn't make any difference whether you're straight or gay. Marriage is complicated and difficult and changing and full of huge negotiations. And the person I was talking to is straight, as am I, lamentably. Or maybe not lamentably, it just is. I think, you know, that being a gay woman these days probably has a little more cachet than being a straight woman. I don't think being a straight woman has ever had much cachet to it, to be quite honest. But what can I tell you? That how the negotiations work, how the travel works, how money works, how sex works. And especially for an awful lot of gay couples, the way, I mean, think about it, the way that they primarily defined themselves was in terms of their sexuality, right? I don't know very many heterosexual couples who go around and say, I'm heterosexual, right? I mean, we say we're lawyers or we're doctors or we work out or that we're, you know, whatever, but we don't really define ourselves primarily in terms of our sexuality, whereas historically gay men have. And that whole issue needs to be renegotiated within the context of a marriage, because marriage is about commitment and fidelity, which isn't to say that there weren't gay couples who practiced commitment and fidelity before marriage was legal, which it's only partially legal in the United States. But the adjustments that it's taking, and apparently that gays are divorcing at a much higher rate than straights, and I think part of it is just the confusion between what a marriage is and what a wedding is, or what a wedding is and what a marriage is. The wedding part is easy and fun. The marriage part is tough stuff. And being a lover is not very hard. Being a spouse is got to be one of the most difficult definitions on the planet. And I think what's happening is a large portion of the population, and it's not that gay men were, well, the way it was, I was going to say, it's not that they're not sophisticated, not that they're not smart, but I was going to say not that they're naive, but I think that's exactly the word. That that thinking, well, gee, you know, we're smart and we're educated and we're adults and we're not necessarily distracted by kids, although a lot of gay marriages have children as part of it. And it's just, I think we're really a society in transition, and marriage is in transition as well. And it's, I mean, part of me as a sociologist, you know, is kind of fascinated by this. Part of me as a psychologist just feels great empathy of how really hard marriage is and how complicated and how multifaceted and how it has essentially nothing to do with why marriage was invented in the first place. You know, you hear me all the time talk about marriage was invented probably in about the 6th century. And it was basically a political alliance. It was a political economic alliance, because, and women were the chattel, that you wouldn't raise war on your grandchildren. So the women were kind of the coin of the realm to say, all right, we'll create this alliance. It's a way of passing on wealth. And most marriages were arranged. Women certainly had no say-so. Average life expectancy at the time of Christ was 30. And women, neither men nor women hit puberty until probably late teens at earliest. 50% of women died in childbirth. Men didn't marry till they were somewhat established. And so if you were really lucky and really healthy, your marriage may last for like 10 years. And if you flash forward, life expectancy now for both men and women is over 80. And there, the assumption is if you were alive today, your average life expectancy may be as much as 125 years. I mean, think about that. Get married at 20? Can you imagine being married for 100 years? And there are people who have been married for 75 years. So it's just a completely different set of expectations. Or the expectations probably have not changed. Well, they have, actually. Because women don't just want a provider, somebody who, you know, comes home to them and gives them children and doesn't beat the daylights out of them. They want someone to take them dancing and someone to talk with them and someone to cherish them. And I mean, we're asking very different things of men than have really been asked of men historically. And men are asking different things of women. They want us to stay young and vibrant and cute and interested in them and all sorts of things, not to mention the fact that most women now statistically work outside the home, and that changed everything as well. So, interesting phenomenon. Interesting, like Chinese curse, may you live in interesting times. I've got time for maybe one or two phone calls if you want to call right this moment, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, capsicum, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Apparently, we're still getting lots of... I talked with John this morning, and we're aware that you can get the podcast. It's just a little bit different. So if you go to drjoy.com and just follow the instructions, you guys are smart. I know it's not exactly the way it was before, but you'll figure it out, right? And in the meantime, I know that you're used to getting me on TuneIn or iTunes, and we're working on it, all right? So we are not unaware, and hopefully by the time you get on there, I know September 5th was the last time that you had it. So and hopefully once we get it on there, they'll get the back podcasts on there as well. In the meantime, you really can go to drjoy.com, and you can get the podcast. You can also go to... I think it's gcnlive.com. Is that right, Nate?
That is correct.
Okay. You can get them there as well. So there are ways of getting it. I know you guys don't like change. Speaking of which, did you see that I already told you, right? So I can't have you guess about how many iPhones were sold in the first, what, week? Because it's been out, what, just, has it been a whole week? I think it's been a whole week.
Yeah, I think so.
10 million iPhones. And a lot of people think it's not, you know, that iPhone, that the Samsung is a better phone. What do you have?
I have, what do I have?
You have an orange juice can with a string attached.
Pretty much. I have a very sad phone at me.
Very bad. Well, all of our phones are bad.
I've got a Droid. It works okay.
But I thought your brother worked for the phone company. You should have a better phone than that.
I know. I'm really weird about the stuff. I don't want new stuff.
I don't want new. I like old.
Well, I just
I'm a Luddite.
I want to wait for them to update.
Well, I agree with you. So go get the 5.
Yeah, no. I'll get a 3. I would go get it. They know what's wrong with that.
I think people will pay you to take the 3.
They probably will.
I think, yeah. Well, I told you, my phone company said, okay, we'll give you an F5. I thought, that's great.
Yeah, right.
But I already had a 5. But that was okay anyway. It was great. I have a green phone, though, and it's so cute. And I have a green, it looks like Kermit. I have
so
a Kermit
wait,
phone.
You don't have a case for it, but it's green underneath?
Well, no, it's the i5C, which is the color. So it's only green. It's lime green.
Oh, that.
I had the cover before. I had the white phone, and I had a cover for it. But it turns out, Apple being the clever marketing folks that they are, is that nothing fits. You know, even though the charger actually fits, surprise, but the case doesn't work on this one. So far, I don't have it in the case. I just carrying it around.
Yep, it's fresh new stuff every time.
No, I'm. They, you said they crash them?
No, I said fresh new stuff.
Yeah, no, they do it. They clearly do. And Apple certainly has an eye toward, I guess that's why they call the iPhone, toward fashion and toward image. I mean, they really do great modeling. But 10 million phones. But as I said, I was talking with my daughter about it over the weekend, and I said, sooner or later, someone is going to make a killing by having a smartphone that you can actually hear on. Because no one, I mean, they're all great. They're great for email. They're great for weather. They're great for games. They're great for texting. They suck when it comes, you can't hear anybody.
Well, I'm really glad that I don't have one then, because...
Well, but it's not just this one. It's any phone. You can't hear on your phone either.
No, I do feel more comfortable plugging in headphones to my phone.
Well, but still, I mean, it's still, you can't hear very well. I mean, the other person can't hear you, and that's why everybody talks too loud, and that's why we all know what's going on with everybody's life, because...
We need better satellites and radio towers, you mean.
Well, we need better everything. We need better software, we need better hardware, we need...
You're a scientist? Come on.
That's true. I am. And somebody's going to be able to do it. And when you actually have a phone that you can hear on your cell phone as well as you could hear on a landline, somebody's going to make a killing. And it seems to me that that's not what they're focused on. Unfortunately, they're focused on faster, which doesn't help at all. And did you know in Thailand there are more cell phones than toilets?
I was just going to say planned obsolescence is leaving a lot more piles of stuff than it is helping.
Well, but like my phone company, God bless them, said we will take your phone and we will either give you money for it and sell it to somebody else, or we will recondition it and give it to a woman's shelter. So I think those are kind of cool kinds of things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we support both of those. And in fact, there was I was doing some work with I think it was AT&T at one point, and I don't, because somebody called me from Canada and said that they didn't have that program. So this was a couple of years ago. We were trying to work on getting on in Canada as well, because it's a very valuable thing to recondition the phones and just give them to people who specifically need them, who may not be able to afford the phones. Well, the phones now, whenever they put out a new phone, the old phone becomes really cheap, like giveaway. So, Nate, it may be time to get a new phone.
Oh, jeez.
All right, you don't have to. Here's the deal. Nap, then phone. You may be much more willing to get a new phone once we've got a new nap. So we got to meet each other today, and that's it? This is, you know, this is, we're done?
Oh, jeez, when you say it so sad like that.
I mean, you're such a typical man. You know, yeah, let's go out. You know, let's talk. Let's get to know each other. Don't call me. I'll call you.
Wow, I had one of those this last weekend. I didn't do it, and it's a very close friend of mine. But, man, the stare that I got from this Libra woman, my goodness, she was, that was so cold. I am a man, but I wasn't that man.
You weren't?
No.
Was this a date that we had?
No, it wasn't even a date. That was the whole thing. It was.
She just gave you the stink eye?
She's a really close friend, and some other things were going bad in her life, and I think she wanted more than I was giving, and that's where it ended up. Oops.
See, we could have spent the whole hour talking about your problem.
I know.
Yeah,
well, I got this so many more, dear. So maybe, yes, I'll come and kick Shane off sometime and we'll...
Exactly. We'll just call in. Just call in and you can disguise your voice. And see, this is... We should have dissected him earlier. This is typical, though, with a therapist, is that people will talk with me about the weather for the first 50 minutes, and then with 2 minutes left in the air, they'll say, oh, by the way, I'm suicidal.
Yep.
So, by the way, you got dumped this weekend, huh?
No, I didn't. It wasn't anything like that. That's why it was so weird.
It wasn't, you know, she just got mad at you?
Yeah.
You were just the representative of the male species?
Yes, especially one that was supposed to be closer than any of the other males. In her
so opinion. You were supposed to be closer, or your friend was supposed to be, and you just got caught in the crossfire?
Yeah, she...
You were target of opportunity.
She had two relationships that did not go well in the week following, and was really looking for someone to be close with, and I just was not close enough. So, yes, I was definitely being a boy.
Dear, collateral damage. You know, if you can, I don't know. See, we should have taken care of this earlier in the program. I could have saved your life for you.
I know.
All right. Later, baby. 855-99, Dr. Joy. 855-99-3756-9. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.